We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top at the end of a line, Toshema. We learned as Machlekes, Rava, and Abaya. Abaya holds that if you want to make a bar next to your border, in your property, and the next door neighbor does not have a bar, so I could put the bar very close to my property line, I don't have to worry about that he might make a bar. And Rava says, no, you can't. You have to worry. He might make a bar one day. Therefore, you have to remove your bar three tefachim from the border. And the Gemara has two lashonos exactly what the machlokes is. Is it dafka machlokes by a field which is going, its potential to make a bar? For example, a beis hashlochim, an irrigated field, that there the neighbor is probably going to put in a bar, and that's what the problem is, that's what the machlokes is. Or in that case, a kuliyam, you're not allowed to do it. And the machlokes is in a case where there's no potential, no real plan to put a bar into the next door neighbor's field, and still you're not allowed to do it because he might change his mind and put a bar in his property. But the bottom line is that Rava holds that you cannot put a potential thing that will damage the next door neighbor, even though the next door neighbor does not have something yet that could be damaged. That's the Chiddush of Rava. And when I have different kashas on Rava from the following Mishnayis, and later on in the Masechtah, in the Perek, and we have kashas from there. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, actually, Marchikim es hazroim v'samachresha v'smeir aglayim in ha'koysel shloisha tfachim. That if your friend has a wall, a kaisel, and zra'im, when you plant seeds, or if you plow the ground, or if you are mashtin meir aglayim near that wall, it damages that wall. And therefore, you have to remove the zra'im, you have to remove the plowing three tfachim away from your neighbor's wall. But it's mashma, dafka, if there's a wall there, taima, dig a kaisel. Holak a kaisel, samach. It's mashma, only if there is a wall there already, then I can't do this machresha, I can't plow, I can't plant, because you have a kaisel there. But if there's no kaisel, there's no problem. Halak a kaisel, samach. So it's a kash on rubber. Rubber says you're never allowed to do anything that potentially could damage that person's wall. So Maran says, no. Even if there's no kaisel there, you cannot do any of this, because this will weaken the ground. So what's the chiddush then? What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? You know, why dafka says mera kaisel? The matunta kashal kaisel. The chiddush is that matunta, which is something that's wet, damp, something that has liquid, that's not good for the kaisel, that makes the ground very weak, and therefore you can't, and it could also ruin the wall itself. And therefore, you can't place a kaisel there after there's matunta. Or even after the kaisel's there, the matunta, the liquid, the dampness will ruin the moisture will ruin the kaisel. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that says, marchikim and ha-kaisel, is, of course, even if the kaisel wasn't there, you're not allowed to do it. But the chiddush is that these things damage a kaisel. And the Nachas Moshe speaks out that matunta is only negeya for merig lion. But the other two things, Zram and Machresha, the chiddush is that those things weaken the ground, weaken the kaisel by weakening the ground, either through plowing or through Zram, which is through the roots of the Zram where it grows, it might ruin the wall. And the word Matunta is the chiddush of Meraglaim, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that that thing damages the kaisel. Toshma, I'll bring it out right. It says in the Mishnah, Beserachayim Gimel Menashechev, Shem Dalid Menarechev. We know a stone, the grinding stone, a millstone, is made out of two parts. The bottom part is the shechev, that's wider, and on top of it is a narrower stone, which is called the rechev. So halacha is, you have to put the rechayim three tefachim away from the wall, because the grinding and the moving of the ground through the grinding and shaking of the ground could ruin the kaisel. So you need gimel from the shechev, which is four from the top, because the top is narrower, so it's four tefachim from the top. Smashma, taima, dig a kaisel. This whole iser is dafka if there's a kaisel already. Like it says that you have to mark it from the kaisel. But only if there's a kaisel. Let kaisel nami loy. So if it's kasha, let kaisel somach loy. It's mashma, there's no kaisel, there's no problem. Taima, dig a kaisel. Let kaisel, nah, there's no problem. And for the Gemara, no. Ki let a kaisel nami loy somach. Even if we're at a kaisel, you also can't do it. So it's a kasha on Rava, because Rava's mashma. That rubber holds, even without a kaisel, you're not allowed to do this. So you can't put a rechayim there no matter what. You have to mark the three tefachim. Mar says, no. that really, even without a kaisel there yet, you're not allowed to do it, because there might be a future kaisel. So what's the chiddush? Kamashlon, the tyra kashal kaisel. The chiddush is that tyra, which means ra'oda, which means the shaking of the ground, is not good for the kaisel. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says to the kaisel. The Mishnah never said a kaisel. Now do it anyway, because someone might build a kaisel there. The reason why the Mishnah speaks out that it's talking about three tvachim a kaisel teach us this mitzias that the shaking of the ground ruins the kaisel. Toshima, let's bring it all right. Right to the Mishnah, last case to the Mishnah. Vesatanor, the tanor which causes hevel, which is a lot of steam. So there, Allah is, you also have to remove it from the kaisel. Shloishim and akalya, three tvachim from the bottom of the tanor. Shein dalad mina safa, which is four tvachim from the top of the tanor. The tanor is shaped like a cone. The bottom is wider and the top is narrower. So the Allah is, you need three tvachim on the bottom, which lands up being four tvachim on the top. Taimo, the kaisel. Smashma, only if there's a kaisel, do you have to be marchik. Halek a kaisel, you could put it next to your property lines. No, kalek kaisel nami loy samach. El my kamashlon, what's the chiddush? Al kamashlon, the havla kashal kaisel. The chiddush is that hevel, this steam, this heat, is not good for the kaisel. That's why the Mishnah speaks out and says, dafka marchikim and a kaisel. But truth is, even without a kaisel, according to Rava, you're never allowed to put something right next to your border or your property because it might cause harm when your friend puts something up there eventually, either a wall or whatever it is. And therefore, according to Rava, you can never put something next to the border. Toshima, it says in a Mishnah later on, Lo yiftach odom chanus shenachtumen, a person should not open a bakery, v'shal tzavom, that's a place where they dye, a professional dyeing place, where the way they make dye is by cooking up these vats of herbs, and that makes the dye. So you shouldn't open a bakery or tzavom tachas oitzro shel chaveray, beneath, below the oitzah of chavera, under the oitzah of the friend has oitzah which he stores there, tvua, shemen, yayin, oil, or wine, and he has a storage place where he keeps that stuff, and you make under it, you own the floor under it, and what you do is you open a bakery under his tvua, under his wine and oil, and that all that heat and that smoke that comes up from downstairs, when it goes to upstairs, will ruin that. The loy refes baka, you also cannot open you can't make a stable, a refes baka, under this oitzer. Why not? Because it will ruin his tvua. And the Gemara says like this, Mashma taima dika oitzer. It's only if the oitzer is pre-existing. He already has a oitzer of tvua and shemen. Haleka oitzer. If there's no oitzer, then you could make a chanush shenach toimim. Even if there's an upper floor someone else owns, I'm allowed to open under that, I'm allowed to open a bakery, as long as there's no tvua there. L'chayra, l'fi rava, it should be oser, because it might be that the guy might bring his tefuah there and it'll be a damage. So tomorrow, and for the Gemara, Dira is shiny. Dira is different. That means this bakery and this refes bakar, that's part of life. It's part of Dira Shel Adam. And we can't aser, unless someone is muchzik before, and you are going to be mazikim, we can't stop you from opening a bakery. We need bakeries. We need those stables. So you're allowed to open it. As long as there's nothing on top, you're allowed to open it. You don't have to worry, something might come. Dira is shiny. Dekanami, Tani Allah, because it says on this, Im Hoysa Refes Baka Kedemis La'itza Mutter. It says, if the Refes Baka was there first, then Taka is Mutter. And it doesn't say this by anywhere else, it doesn't say Elar Achakas, doesn't speak this out. Smashma, only here it's like that. So you see clearly, Dira Shani, this terrorist that we're answering, that Dira is different, which means that it's something that you need it, it's something needed, it's necessary for life, is different, and therefore here, you're allowed to make a bakery or refes bakar, because that's part of life. Now, Tosfos says, the Gemara could have answered differently. Gemara could have answered that really, you're never allowed to do it. And here, we're just teaching us this halacha, that this hevel, this smell from the refes bakar, or this heat from this bakery, is kosh loitze. That Gemara could have answered that. Tosfos speaks this out in the Ramaska Haleka. Zok the Gemara Vayter. And also, Tosfos speaks out that this deka, the chayitz araya to Rava. So, because mashma only refes bakar is kedemis mutter, mashma everything else you can't do. So Tosfos the Maskal Deika says v'la baya loy kasha zok Tosfos. Hay diuka, why the only mashma leishi yichidus v'shara tfei madira says this the loch here first is good. It's but everywhere else the same thing. No special thing. Something special about madira, and therefore we learn out from here to everywhere else that if you're first, you could put it there. And it's not a problem. Toshima, let's bring another riot. Loyita odom a mishnah later on, also on the parak. A person should not plant a tree next to his friend's property. Only if he moves away from the border for Amis. B'toni Allah, what's behind Dalet Amos? Dalet Amos Omru Kedei Avodas Kerem. The reason is because you need room to bring your agolos there, to when you want to do harvesting, you need room for the agolos, you need room for your plow, and therefore you have to leave empty space before the end of your property for Amos, because you don't want to land up ruining someone else's property. And therefore you have to leave for Amos. So it's mash. The whole problem of putting this tree so close to the border is because you need space for Avodas Kerem, which means for the plow, for the agolos, for the wagons, for collecting the fruit. Halav mishum g'day avodas kerem, which, by the way, Tosfos says avodas kerem lav dafka, means avodas ilon. Same thing, anything, not dafka a vineyard, any ilon needs a space. Halav mishum g'day avodas kerem, somach, smash, but without that reason, you were able to make a tree right next to the border. Now we know, a tree, its roots go 25 amos. And if Shimon ever builds a bar, Shimon's the second person ever digs a bar, this tree is going to be a problem. So if you're Rava, you should be marchik the tree lechatchila away from your border around 25 amos, because that guy might build a bar. Even though the roots are mazik, so my answer is you're right. According to Rava, you really cannot plant a tree anywhere near your border, even without avodas hakerem. There's a kimta here. There was a hard rock that was deep in the ground that went between my property line and your property line. So there was no shaila that my roots of my tree were going to damage you. That wasn't a suffix. And the only reason why you have to leave for Amis is only because of Avodas Kerem. So tomorrow, we're going to be garis, so like some garis, Toshima, like the Gileans garis, Toshima from a different raya, also from that Mishnah later on. It says, Hoye geder ben tayim. If you had a fence between my property and your property, so the halacha is, regarding the Isra of Kalayim, zeh soymich legeder mekan, vzeh soymich legeder mekan. That each person could plant his, you could plant your tefuah all the way to the wall, and I could plant my vines, my grapevines, all the way close to the wall. Because the halacha is, there's no Isra Kalayim when I have a wall in between. But the pekasha is, that, like Rashi speaks out, the Ramaz Chol Goda, K'toni Mias, Zez Saimich, Afagav the Ozis Roshim Tachas Agadim, Espashach Asada. That I understand. Hey, let I do that. My roots will go into your property, you're not going to be able to build a bar. So if you're Rava, how am I allowed to do this? So Gemara answers, you have to put in words here also, Hachamay Askinon, the Mafis Tsumma. That there was Taka, a rock in between. Right, the Gemara, if it's a rock in between, Yachim, a Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Ho Yishroshav Yoitzim Asir Shal Chaveri. If your roots land up in your friend's property, and your friend wants to plow his field, and these roots are in the way, the halacha is ma'imik lahem shloisha tvachim. The neighbor Shimon has a right to cut off those roots up to 3 tvachim deep. Kedesh liyakav ma'akresha. In order, it shouldn't stop my plow. If we zetz down the Mishnah, the case was there was a rock in between and roots can't get through. My boy awesome. How do roots get through? The Gemara answers, Hachikamar. This is here, read the Mishnah. Vilav tsumma, if not for a rock, v'hoyu shroshav yoitzim usher shachavera, and shroshim went into your friend's field, my mishnah is tvachim v'yesh yakav v'achresha. The halach is, you'll have to shave off 3 tvachim, or it shouldn't be makav v'achresha. So what are we saying? We had a kasha rabba here. It says over here that you could plant a tree here, long as you leave 4 amas of v'yesh akar. Gemara asks, what do you mean? I'm not allowed to plant a tree anywhere near this property line because it might ruin his bar. So he said it was a rock. So Frank the Gemara, well, there's no rock here because it says there's a case where you could shave off the root. Gemara says, no, that part of Mishnah my case. Well, there was no rock. If it was no rock and my roots went into his property, so the halacha is, he's allowed to shave off those roots. Oh, but the kasha is still shver. How did my roots land on his property? If there's no rock, I'm not allowed to make my elon next to the property line, Firava. So on that, Rashi really speaks out. He did a shloim b'rishos. The guy who put the tree here did a shloim b'rishos. I can ask me, if he did a shloim b'rishos, so let the guy make me knock down my tree. So Tosfos talks about this. Tosfos says, Hoyesh Roshav. So if you look at Tosfos Hoyesh Roshav, second half, Tosfos says, Ela, the nearer the Mairi b'somach shloim b'rishos. Yutaka did a shloim b'rishos, according to Rava. You put an elon on my property of shloim b'rishos. The ain't a kaitzitz a elon on sin's damam. The halacha is that you can make a cut down my tree, but you have to pay me for the tree. The neighbor didn't want that. He didn't want an acting tree of a damim. So halach is he's allowed to shave off those roots up to 3 tvachim. Toshima, Marchikon, another Mishnah later on in the parak. Marchikon as the ilam na'abar esim v'chamei shama. The halacha is you're allowed to be marchik the ilon. You have to be marchik your tree min habar. If he has a bar and I'm planting a tree in my property, I have to move that tree back 25 amis from his bar when I plant my tree. That's the halacha. Marchikon as the ilam na'abar esim v'chamei shama. Now it's mashba time a dika bar. The only reason I have to remove it 25 amos is because there's a bar there. Haleka bar samach. If there's no bar, then I could go all the way to the property line. So it's a kashan rava. Samar says lohi. Kileka bar namile samach. The loch is if there's no bar, you also can't be samach. You have to go away 25 amos. So what's the chiddush? Well, kamash v'lon da'at chavayama al zishrosh v'masik bar. Just telling us this chiddush that what's the shir 25 amos because it mazik his bar. But if I even went out the bar, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara Vayti, Yochi, Eim Seifa, Vem Ilon Kodam. If the Ilon was first, Lo Yokets. You don't cut it down. Vidloy Samach, Chicham Shkachesla. How is it ever possible the Ilon to be close by? It says if the Ilon's close by, you don't cut it down. You don't cut it down because the Ilon was first. What do you mean? How is the Ilon first? For your Rav, you always have to remove it 25 amos. What's going on here? So Gemara answers, Vidloy Samach, Chicham Shkachesla. And for the Gemara, because our Papa Belekeach, Hakanav Lekeach, our Papa on base will say, Kimto Lekeach. Here's Lekeach. What does Lekeach mean? That I had a huge property, my own property, and I planted a tree in my property. I planted my tree 100 amas from any border, any property line. It's all my property. And what happened was, then I subdivided my property, I sold half my property. And it turned out that now after I sold my property, my tree was around 5 amas from the property line. And now the guy puts a bar in, and the roots are staring his bar. So halach is, I don't have to cut down my tree. Because there, I takadid a beheter, even if you rub it. Because I'm allowed to plant things in my property, 100 amas from my property line. I don't have to anticipate I might sell it. That I don't have to worry about. And therefore, we're talking about lekeach, and that's the case, according to Rava, how it's possible to have a case where the Elon was first. Because a regular case where it's Reuven and Shimon living next to each other, it's impossible the Elon to be first within 25 amos, because you always have to mark 25 amos. But here's a case where it was lekeach, and therefore the case was first was mine, and there was really 100 amos away. But now I subdivided my property, I sold you half my property, now it's within 25 amos of your bar. The halach is, I don't have to knock down my Elon. Why? Because it was Bereshos.